Crawling the airplane? Is the airplane going up the runway or something? Here, you can put the airplane right on your mat. There's already an airplane here.
On the runway.
That's right.
It's going.
You know, an airplane has to go really fast on the runway so it can take off in the air.
It's going real fast. It took off in the air.
There it is, in the air. And the propellers are spinning.
It did the loop.
Can it do the loop-de-loop? It did. It's doing a loop-de-loop, yeah.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. He's doing a bullseye airplane.
Let's maybe he has a friend airplane to play with. Maybe he can play with Harold. Where's Harold? There he is. Okay. Zoom!
He's an airplane.
And he's a helicopter. One's an airplane, one's a helicopter.
That's Jupiter. And the airplane over there.
Mm-hmm. Spin. Almost done.
Yep, there's a white airplane coming back.
Yep. Wait for me!
And the loop the loop.
Will you teach me how to do the loop the loop? Says the red and blue plane. What name should we give this one? This one says turboprop on it.
That's a good name.
Is that a good name? Okay. Turbo. We'll call him Turbo for short. Turbo says, can you show me how to do the loop-de-loop?
Well, show me how to do the loop-de-loop.
Mm-hmm. Shoop! Shoop! Did I do it right?
How to do loop-de-loop.
Okay, Harold will show him. All you have to do is put your nose down in the air, down toward the ground, and concentrate, and then flip a little. He says it's kind of like a somersault in the air. Now, can you do it, Turbo? Says Harold. You copy me. Ready? We'll do it at the same time.
They do both.
They both did loop-de-loops.
But he has no wings.
He has no wings, that's right. We don't have any other planes with wings, I don't think.
Yeah, he does have wings.
Yeah, and propellers. These are little mini propellers on the tips of his wings.
But he has a big one.
Yep.
But he has wheels and he has pontoons.
And he land in the pond?
He landed right there. He got his own dock.
He has on his own dock. Good thing, Harold. Now where does this guy land? Maybe he has to land at the airport.
He's gonna land up right at the airport. Now he's landed right at the airport.
Okay, good. Now they can rest in their sheds for the night. You know what sheds are called for airplanes? Airplanes go to sleep in places called hangars. They need their hangars.
Airplanes are going in their hangars.
Here, we can pretend this box is their hanger.
Put it away?
Oh, you're gonna put them way in.
Not just sleeping, but he's asleep and he's awake.
Is he making noise? Is the awake one making noise? And keeping the other one from sleeping? Shh! Turbo, be quiet. Harold is trying to sleep.
What can we make him go to sleep?
We can sing him a lullaby.
That's how we can sing a
Bonjour. Hola. Hello. Bonjour.
That's going to wake him up.
Hola.
Can you sing him Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Twinkle.
Brasilia is the capital.
Okay, shush.
Press it. Goodbye. Au revoir.
Can you sing him Twinkle Twinkle Little Star now so you can go to sleep? Twinkle, 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 twink There's a belly there. Whoa!
Look, carrot. Carrot. It's got.
It's way down there, though.
Look how I over here.
How about an angel or a giraffe?
Giraffe.
We need a giraffe to watch over them because giraffes have long necks. He can hang up right here. Who can read them a story? That's a good question. Who do you want to read? You want me to read them a story? Yep, you want to pick a story for them? See what kind of story they might like to listen to. Okay. It's a good sleeping story, except it doesn't make any sense because the pages are out of order. I'm just going to read it the way it is, okay?
The pages are out of order.
Yeah, they're in the wrong order.
Tell them about order one. The page over here. And the other page over there.
One day in Teletubby Land, all the Teletubbies were feeling very, very tired. Can you yawn? So they decided to go to bed. Ooh, bed! Oh, they're starting to fall asleep, Evan.
Shh.
Go to sleep, Teletubbies. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, Teletubbies. Go to sleep. All the Teletubbies are asleep. But where is who's missing?
Po.
Po is riding her scooter. Scooter. And then it says Dipsy is supposed to be in bed. That doesn't make any sense because this was about Po. So this is the wrong page. That's better. Go to sleep, Teletubbies. Go to sleep. Oh, sweetie. I'm going to ruin your shirt.
Who's missing now? Who's missing now?
You already ruined it.
Because I must do have the new one.
Yep.
So, the same, 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 same.
Same, 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 same.
Same, same, same.
Uh-huh.
That's a shape where nobody has been.
That's a shape where nobody has been? Let's see what happens next. Tinky Winky is supposed to, has gone for a walk with her. What?
Bag.
Yep, her bag.
They're both seas.
They're both what?
They're both sisters.
They are both Teletubbies. Lala is supposed to be in bed.
Both.
Well, are you attaching the giraffe to the thing?
To open it so it can fit.
And open the legs a little? Oh, you got it.
Now it's sitting.
Now it's, yeah. Now we should put one on this side. Do you see that they have their tongues sticking out a little bit? Giraffes have very, very, very long tongues. Longer than yours. Longer than mine.
The giraffes are looking at you.
Mm-hmm. They're looking at each other.
They're looking at each other.
They're seeing whose tongue is longer. My tongue is longer. No, my tongue is longer. No, my tongue is longer. No, my tongue is longer. Oh, please don't eat your shirt.
They have very long tongues.
Yes, they do.
It's space is narrow.
Yeah, it's narrow, but now it's...
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why I put away up right over here?
On the corner? Will it stay? Yeah, it does stay.
We can fly between those two drafts.
Probably the turbo.
The turbo. Look, one is flying between.
Mm-hmm, it's flying between the two drafts. The space is wide enough. If it was narrow, then he might not be able to fly between them, huh?
Look.
He can fly under, yep. He flew between them. That's a good trick, Turbo.
He came out his head. He came out his head.
Yep.
Oh. His arm still really moves.
Mr. Potato Head opened up here. You want to make something? You want to build with blocks? Want to play with Play-Doh or clay? Or do a finger paint?
Do a finger paint?
Look,
he has different hands. There's different kind of real ones.
Yeah, he has different kind of hands than the other guy. I think that's so he can hold on to Scoop. The little Scoop in here.
The little Scoop.
Here's the little Scoop.
This
bucket moves, doesn't it?
The big one doesn't.
Nope.
But the big one.
The big Scoop is downstairs.
Is it in here? Is it well?
I don't think it's in there, sweetie. I saw it down.
That's a part of a D.
You're right. It is a part of a D. It's the inside part of the D.
The whole thing. We bring it downstairs to go. Oh no, who's hanging? You dropped them down.
You dropped them down. He's hanging on your finger. You're sliding under the train table. You are slip sliding away. What else is in there? Look at all the things on top of it for fighting fires. You know what a lot of these are. Oh, it's a shovel and a pickaxe. That's a twirly thing. You can make it for Teletubby Land. Because it looks a little bit like a pinwheel, doesn't it?
Stick
it on top. Yeah, and make it twirl. We have a pinwheel in this room, I think. We have a real pinwheel, I think. Do we still have your pinwheel?
I fell down. I'm big white.
Ah. I don't see your pinwheel. We had one and it broke, but I thought we had another one. Here's some good paper. Do you want to do a finger painting? Somebody just sneezed. Who sneezed?
Mr. Potato. Remember you sneezed like that?
I remember, Evan. Yes, I remember that you sneezed like that. Remember that I sneezed like that? Yeah.
Is it at you?
Yeah, is it at you? That was funny. Here, you want a finger paint? You told me you wanted a finger paint this morning.
A finger paint?
Yeah, you could put this to hold the paper down. Like that.
Now the ring that?
Want to build something with you?
That?
Mr. Potato Head, be quiet. The racing car parts?
That's one part. And look, there's this goes like that.
That's right.
It goes like that.
And what about this one?
It goes like this.
Very good. I think it goes closer. It can go closer. Like that.
That was the guy.
I knew you were going to say that. So I had the guy ready.
He's driving it.
Yep, he is. He's driving it fast. Careful, you're going to bump into the tripod.
It bumped.
You bumped right into the easel. That's your board for playing with your spaceship guys. You want to play with your spaceship guys? Yeah, we'll put it right on top here.
I'm going to put it right there.
What's that?
Some craters.
Some craters, right. To be on the planet. I'm going to take this Mr. Potato Head guy out of here. Now what else do you want to put on there? You want to put some aliens on that planet popping out of the craters? Like an astronaut piggy wiggy? Ooh, there's an alien. How can you make Mr. Potato Head be quiet? Do you know how to make... Oh, sweetie. You're going to really ruin that sweater.
We're going to put that head on.
That too.
The head is right on the spaceship.
Where's the spaceship?
This. Here's a spaceship.
There's a spaceship, huh?
I put the sky.
That's a good place to put the spaceship, yeah.
I put where is it?
You put it on his head. You put it right on top. That's nice.
There's some fire.
Fire. Where's the fire? There's some fire. Be careful, it's hot.
Is it?
I'm clip pretending. It's not really hot.
And I put it above?
That's great. Underneath the spaceship, yeah.
I'm gonna get you a new shirt. Some more. I put it on the
back.
That's one.
Okay.
Right there. Let's see that. This going off into our
space.
It's going for landing. Good.
You landed on the planet.
And you took away and I took half away.
Well, that's good. I think when it lands, the fire goes away. The fire goes out. It only needs the fire just to take off. I'm going to take your sweater off.
The fire came out after landing.
That's right. And he landed right on this mysterious red planet.
Red planet.
Whoops. Have to do? The spaceman from the rocket ship has to meet the astronaut from the rocket ship has to meet the alien from his rocket ship. Right? They each have their own spaceships. You want me to get you one of the astronauts?
He can float away.
Oh, right, because there's no gravity in space. He's floating. We need a piece of string to tie him to his spaceship, don't we?
Let's tie him.
Find a piece of string.
To string.
Mm-hmm. Here, we have a piece of string right here.
I'm flying away.
This might help.
Let's grab it around the spaceship. Okay. It's really long.
It's very long, yeah.
And you're wrapping it around. How does it wrap around it?
You want me to help you? Maybe you can loop it through the loop here. A couple of times like this. And then...
But full.
Yeah, put it through. That keeps it on the spaceship. And now we have to attach it
to the spaceship.
To the alien, right? Should we tie it around his arm? Yeah? You want to do something else? So now he's attached.
Yes.
Oh, that guy. Right. This is just the alien. There we go. I'll attach it to his, or maybe his neck, around his space helmet.
That's it for him. I'm floating away again.
That's right. He can make some repairs to his spaceship, right?
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I can hang out in space.
He's floating.
Yeah, he's running way up in the air, too, but we know he can always come back because he's tied on to his spaceship.
Is that a running problem? He's going away.
Yeah, but he will never fly all too far because he's attached. So he's floating up, 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 up. Woo, this is fun. Zero gravity is fun. Can he do high moon jumps?
It's a high moon. Now you can go in his moonmobile.
His moonmobile. Yeah, we don't have a moonmobile, do we?
He's coming up, out. I have to take that off. Yeah. That's how goes in his moonmobile.
First he has to come down closer to his spaceship so he doesn't float away, and then we take off the
extra
string there. Oh, don't float. Whoa, he was almost floating away. Get into your spaceship or moonmobile quickly. We don't really have a moonmobile, do we? What can we use for a moonmobile?
Just a spaceship. Stops it from floating away.
The spaceship could float away too, I guess, in zero gravity. It floated up and went bonk right into a planet. Bonk. It might need some repairs here.
Need some repairs. It can get repairs.
There we go.
He belongs in there.
Yeah, let's say he belongs.
It's a space uniform.
Yep. He has a space helmet just like these guys do.
Maybe he could wear that dress.
Yeah, that one looks a little big for him, huh? But here's a naked astronaut. I mean, she's in a bathing suit. She might need a uniform soon. I don't see the guy. Where's the girl? The gal.
There's the red one and the blue one.
Yep.
The red one and the blue one.
That's funny. The guy seems to be missing.
There's two guys.
Yep.
And if the moon were, it will be the moon.
That's pretty smart. You got the Earth and Earth Moon. Earth Moon, Earth Moon, Earth Moon. That was a good idea, sweetie.
You got that part of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Now the purple one needs his bottom. You like this?
You found his bottom.
Yep. Now, the blue one is his bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's his bottom. It has his foot one is go in the front. Look,
there's squigglies, yeah. wonder why they make them in two pieces instead of a whole one. A whole alien. That's so they can come out of the craters.
Open it. Usually it's green.
Yeah, a lot of the aliens are green, aren't they?
No. The color of blue and blue and red. They're just the same.
Yeah, they're almost exactly the same. They're the same size. They have the same uniform, but it's just a different color.
Look, you put them together.
They have their moon. Do they have their moon boots on? Yep, silver moon boots.
You hooked them together.
We did hook them together.
What does that make?
It makes one fat spaceman. I don't know what it makes. A thick one.
A thick one. Make a thin one. Yeah, the tail they will put. They have moon. Oh, it says two colors.
Well, here's one guy. The other one might have fallen out. Let's see. If we could see it anywhere around here. Nope, so it might be in the basket over here. Because that's where the box was.
Okay, miss.
Oops.
There's a toolbox.
Yep, it's a toolbox.
Get your toolbox out.
Here's another tool that belongs in there. And here's another tool that belongs in there. And one of the tools didn't make it in there. And here's a tool bench.
Open it.
What kind of tools do you have?
A screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
Some pliers. Here's one. What's a wood hammer?
That's a good question. Is the hammer here?
The axe.
Yeah, we glued it on, but I guess it didn't work very well.
Let's glue.
And the glue didn't stay very well. Is there a hammer?
Yeah.
You chop it. Why don't you chop the tree down?
The tree.
Whoops.
You're a lumberjack.
Yes, you're a lumberjack.
There's a tree.
Chopping down the tree.
To make it into wood.
That's right. To make it into lumber.
Well,
you know, where is the log? Because when you cut down a tree, then you get logs. And we have a log on your train table somewhere. There it is. So you cut down your tree, and the log falls off. You got yourself a log. Now load it into the log car.
And a log car.
I reached it. There you go, lumberjack. Good work.
You cut down a tree.
Yep.
You put it in.
Mm-hmm. Now if you can go off to the sawmill.
I want a sawmill.
Where do you think the sawmill is? Let's make a sawmill. Make a building that can be the sawmill.
A build?
I'm going to build a sawmill here. Blocks of the same color. Let's see. We'll build a sawmill like that.
Look, two houses. A roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that make a house.
You can make a house, or I was pretending to make a sawmill.
That's a roof?
Where?
They make a sawmill?
Maybe they made that house out of the wood that you cut down.
They make a wood house?
All these blocks are made out of wood.
How do you make a wood? with a house.
Do you know what building that is? Can you tell what building that is? What's in front?
A Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian, yeah. So what kind of building is it? A fire station, right?
The firehouse.
Yeah, the firehouse. And we even have a fire truck that belongs to the set.
They have a fire truck.
There it is.
The fire truck is going right there.
Yep. And if the doors could open, it would go right inside.
I'm going to open it.
I'm going to pretend only. You don't really open yet.
Open them.
You open the doors. And you would also...
That's coming in.
This hat set has a... Do you know what that place is?
Place.
It has the red crosses on it.
What?
Yeah, it's a hospital. So we must have an ambulance in here somewhere. There it is. So the ambulance usually goes to the fire with the firefighters. They drive together.
They're driving together.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving together.
And they both have sirens, don't they?
They both have sirens. But they're different guns. But this is kind of yellow.
The siren is kind of yellow? Yeah, the light at the top is kind of yellow. That one doesn't have one, does it? Usually it's a red on an ambulance. You have another ambulance up on top, don't you?
Yes.
Where's that ambulance? The Island of Sodor ambulance. Is it there?
It's right there. It's right in...
It's inside the hospital? Now we have to do that trick. To open it up. Remember, it's a little broken up. Yes, you're right. Yep, and there is a red siren and a red light on top.
Does it let it go?
You want to make it stick inside? I'll push it in your direction. Maybe you could stick it inside yourself. Can you reach?
Can you?
Yes, you can. There you go.
You're
inside.
It's got around the top. Somebody. And yeah, he's
got it. Oh, there it is on top.
It's
hard for you to reach, huh? Can we make the road shorter? Well, you can come around the table.
I can go around the table.
Yes! It's a little broken.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can... We have to try to see if we can fix it somehow. Harold doesn't open the doors anymore.
It's broken.
The hospital is broken. Harold works just fine, but the doors to the hospital are broken. I don't know what happened. I think we closed it shut tight too many times. Should we look inside? There's a mechanism inside. A mechanism inside that makes it open. Let's see if we can see how it works. Maybe we could fix it. A mechanism. We might need your tools. I see. You closed the door.
I would try to fix it.
Maybe your axe. Your axe could work too. This is how I would try to open. Sometimes you use axes to pry things open. You want to pry it open? You'd rather chop the door open.
Let's pry it together, okay? Well done. Oh, you pried the other side open. That was good. Are they feeling better now? Did they go to the hospital and now they feel better? You think, or are they still sick and they have to go back to the hospital?
It's coming back.
Everything right here in this box. You need to take your racing car apart. The racing car's right over there. Let's see what I need to look at the pictures. Where's the submarine? Submarine, okay. So it has that front. That's good. I think it goes further up.
Further up.
Yeah.
It goes further up. Like that.
There you go.
Further up.
Maybe even further up. Interesting. Maybe the front is this way. That's the way it goes.
No?
That's the way it goes, I think. Then you need the tail part.
That's the tail.
Is it? Yeah. Yes.
That's
the same as the picture? I'm confused. It has another part, a little part. This part, that's why I was confused. Now that goes
over there.
Uh-huh.
Down there. Can we step up?
I don't know, maybe we did it wrong. Let's see if we can figure this out. I always forget. Okay, so this is the back. We did it wrong. So this goes there. Molly, can you put the front on?
Right. Yeah. That's it, yeah.
That how it looks? I think this has to go over the wheel. Like that.
And that.
Goes on top.
That on top. Around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And what goes inside the hole up here? That's right. When you what else it has on it? It has a helicopter. I mean, a propeller. A little propeller on the back. There you go, you got your summary.
Now the guy has a gray.
There he is right behind you.
The car is now sinking.
Sinking, going under water. Blah, 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 blah. Now, you know why they go underwater, Evan? To look at fish. Sometimes they go underwater to look at all the fish that live deep down in the deep blue sea.
It's warming.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're breathing water.
Well, the ocean has a floor, right? The ocean has a bottom, so it can drive along the ocean floor, maybe.
It's driving. It's a submarine. It's a submarine.
Yep.
It's a submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
Look, it is a yellow submarine.
That's why I was singing the song. It works perfectly. We all live in a
yellow
submarine.
That's a yellow submarine. The yellow submarine is our friend.
Yeah.
Yellow here.
And you can live in a submarine. See these things? These are windows, and I bet when the driver is done driving, he goes inside the submarine and takes a nap. I bet there's a bed inside. He can't really go inside.
He's taking a nap.
Yeah, I think he is.
It's a cargo fit.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes a nap in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking a nap. And then he drives it.
Yep, then he drives it, takes a nap. Now we need a fish. Maybe he sees that crab.
What's that water?
There's the crab.
It's a count.
Yep, it's a counting crab.
It's the count.
It's the count crab. The batteries are running out. He needs new batteries, this crab. And that's why he sounded so funny.
He can't do the numbers very well.
No, he can't do the numbers. His voice sounds funny. You didn't play with him very much, did you? But he crawls sideways.
He stands up.
Those are called pinchers, I think.
He stands up on them.
He's standing up on his back legs. There are lots of legs crabs have. Let's see how many legs there are. Count them with me.
1, 2,
mm-hmm.
3, 4.
You miss some. You have to try to put your finger on every one. 1.
2.
3. 4. 5. 6.
Legs.
6 little legs and 2 big pinchers.
Two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
He's living in the ocean. Yep. He goes sideways.
Yep. He goes sideways on the sand, I think, too. He lives, remember, he made a hole in the sand in the story we read?
He made a hole.
Yep. He buried himself under the sand.
That's a new hole. Look. Oh, what's up your nose?
Are you being mudge?
Up on your nose, right?
He might pinch you, so watch out. You have to be careful where you put your nose.
And record yourself.
Oops.
In every hole you see.
You're sticking your nose in every hole you see? But you still didn't find the crab, did you?
It was back into its hole again.
Mm-hmm.
It chased after it. Let's chase after the crab.
That's a roll of paper.
Let's
not unroll it all the way. Sweetie, please. That's enough. I don't want to have to roll it all the way back. You want a piece to do some finger painting on? You can have a piece.
You want it on?
You
want it all the way back?
You want me to keep rolling it all the way?
And you want it backwards.
I'm rolling it.
I want it.
Rolling and rolling and rolling. It's gonna get it. I gotta keep rolling. You're being silly. Okay, that's a yucky piece. Let me take that off. Should we trace your hand? Should we make your hand print on the paper?
Trace your hand?
Yeah.
I'll go trace your hand.
See if I can find a marker. You only have your stamp markers here. I'll trace it with a pen, okay? Put your hand down. On the paper, remember how Joanne traced your body? We'll trace your hand. Put it down. Put your hand down. Okay, keep it flat. Oop, the pen's not working. Gotta scribble a little. Now the pen is working. Okay, ready? Start.
We got some more ink.
That's right, we got some more ink. Sometimes you just have to scribble a little on the... Whoops, you moved your finger. I didn't finish. It's a hand with three fingers. Let's see if we can stick it back in. Let's put your hand down flat. Okay. Ah, don't move. You moved. Watch this. I keep very still. Keeping still. Voila!
A big hand.
A big hand, yep. And a half a hand. It doesn't have all your fingers on it.
One more.
You want to try one more time to get your whole hand?
Better draw.
You want to draw the other fingers on it? You've got to hold this pen up for the ink to come out.
When the ink comes out?
The ink comes out when you draw.
Ink came out.
Yeah. You're going to break something. Oops.
There's more people on the back.
Yeah, it does different stories you can do. Princess, birthday, fun clothes, school, alphabet, numbers, family, bakery. All kinds of things.
But pee-pee.
And what happened to the potty?
We lost the potty.
You lost the potty, you did.
I lost the potty. Your friend is all wet.
Yep.
It twist your hand. You went pee-pee on your foot.
You did go pee-pee on your foot. Miss.
It traced up your hand.
Mm-hmm.
The other sock is wet.
I'm sure. Everything is wet.
It traced up your hand.
Okay, are you finished?
It traced up your hand.
I think you forgot to tell me something important.
Yes, we did. The ball came off. You want to look at the coloring book?
That's the hand drawing we made. Here, let's put this uniform on you. See whether it covers you up a little bit.
That was cool.
Yeah, I'll keep you warm. A little bit warmer. Keep you covered up. Otherwise, you're a naked doodle. Story. Let's see. Something happening with your fingernail again. Teletubbies love books. That's what it says.
A book about books.
That's what it looks like.
Are they reading the program?
Let's see if I can see what it says. No, it doesn't say anything.
The program.
Say bye-bye. You did a lot of coloring on that one, didn't you? Almost all the different colors there are. Bend and touch mouth. He's bending and touching his mouth. Stand on tiptoes and clap. Can you stand on your tiptoes and clap?
Also
not your tiptoes. Stand up all the way. Stand on your tiptoes. There you go. And clap. Ooh, it's hard to do. You have to balance. It's a hard trick. You need some pants, little one.
Look.
You must be cold. Let me get you some pants. The one with a stick is Dipsy. The straight up and down thing is Dipsy. I'll be right back. You need some pants. You need some pants. Bless you. Bless you. Cross arms.
Cross arms.
Cross your arms across your body.
It's light.
Arms open wide. Hi. We had a little accident. We need to put pants on. Know how to dress yourself. Week. Sounds like week. Week after week after week after
week.
Week. Year after year after year after
year.
Year after year.
Year after year.
Year after year. That's different.
Different makes you special.
That's right. Different makes you special. Sweetie, we're going to stay in here for now, just for a few more minutes, okay? We're going to stay in this room for a little bit more. Yes, sweetie? Let's go stay in here for a little bit more, and then we can play with your turtles. I think all your turtles are in the playroom. I think all the turtles are in the playroom. I think I brought them in. Let's see if we can find them. What other color turtles did you have? Green one? I'm looking for another turtle. It's not shut. Sam, you want to do a finger painting? You want to do a finger paint? Here. These are the paints over here. Your freight car is red. What does it carry? What does it carry? Come. Up and over button. Power City Rock Crusher. Dump truck. Okay. Let's roll up your sleeves. Your favorite color is red. Okay. What? Mm-hmm. Why don't you sit in the chair? I'll give you a piece of... This is your school. Yeah, we're playing school. Evan's school. And I'm the teacher. And you are the student.
You are the student.
Yes, you are. Okay, student, paint. Feels good on your finger, doesn't it? Very good. You have a lot more red on your finger. You have to use it all up. Turn your finger around. There you go. Nice. You want a different color?
Yeah.
Okay.